Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. Today I'm joined on the phone by Rajiv Di Mello, Chairman of the Development Committee, IMAS, or Investment Management Association of Singapore. He's the founder and managing director of Deep Learning Investments and Chairman of the Investment Management Association of Singapore's Development Committee. Until last year, he was the Chief Investment Officer of the Bank of Singapore. Rajiv has been leading teams and investing in Asia since 2005 at Schroders, Western Asset Management, and Pictet. The perfect person to help us pass through the information in IMAS's 2021 Investment Managers Outlook Survey. Rajiv, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Clarissa. Thank you for having me on the show.
Your resume is a mouthful.
You did that very well going through that.
Okay, let's jump right into it. Half of the survey respondents expect economic growth to accelerate going forward, which is good news for everyone who has investments. After one of the shortest and deepest global recessions, the ongoing government spending, easing central bank policy, coupled with the rollout of vaccines, has instilled greater confidence among fund managers and investors, or at least we thought so, until the last few days on the SDI, which saw a bit of a pullback. But the question is, as a whole for 2021, what did the survey find?
Well, it found this optimism that you mentioned, and half of the members were actually more optimistic than official forecasts. That also means that half were somewhat less confident mm-hmm. about global growth. There was a bit of a mixed picture there, but both sides are expecting growth. It's just that some are expecting faster growth, accelerating growth, and some were more modest growth. And I think that's important. Not only for investors, it's important for investors, of course, we need growth. It's important for the global economy and for jobs and for a lot of people who are suffering around the world because of restrictions and because of this pandemic.
I suppose that when you started doing the survey, there might have been an expectation that by this time this year, we might have been over the pandemic already. And again, we're not.
We started the survey in early, mid-December. So there was an expectation that vaccinations would ramp up quite quickly. So indeed, there was a definitely a view that we would get the contagions under control. But that hasn't proved to be the case. So that's on the negative side. On the more positive side, after the survey, we also had a very large stimulus package come out of the United States, $900 billion,
right,
on the closing days of 2020.
And we're looking at another, what, $1.9 trillion?
There is hope for $1.9.
There are fingers crossed in many places, I'm sure. Now, both fund managers and investors, shall we say some more optimistic, some less so. So in general, as a whole, cautiously optimistic about growth in 2021. They're seeing acceleration in growth in Europe, Japan, the US. What were their feelings as to how that might affect Singapore investments?
Singapore is very much correlated to global growth. When there's a pickup in growth in major countries, and to the three that you mentioned, I would add China, since Singapore is very sensitive to also what's going on in our region, and China is a dominant factor.
Sure.
China, by the way, is also expected to grow quite quickly. So that's all good for us at the Singapore growth profile. And now then the translation between growth and equity market prices is a little bit different as well. Strong growth doesn't automatically mean stronger markets, just as weak growth as we had in 2020 in the latter half still allowed equity prices to go up very significantly, because markets are always looking ahead 6 months, 12 months to see what will growth look further down the line.
Right, okay. We're speaking with Rajiv DeMello, Chairman of the Development Committee Investment Management Association of Singapore, or IMAS. Now, nearly 66% of respondents expect the US dollar to weaken by more than 5% versus the Singapore dollar. This is interesting because the US dollar is quite weak right now as we speak. Is that going to continue to be a trend? We're going to see that for the next few months.
The survey definitely indicates that our members are expecting further weakness of the US dollar. And it's paradoxical because when global growth picks up and the US actually starts growing again, as we are expecting from official forecasts and what we just mentioned, then the dollar tends to weaken because U.S. investors tend to move their investments overseas and increase their exposure to emerging markets and emerging market currencies.
So riskier choices. Right.
Yes, exactly. So it's quite paradoxical. Good news, and good news for the U.S. means that the dollar tends to weaken.
All right. Well, not so much good news if you're looking at the U.S. dollar when you're paying school fees.
Oh, I know. That's hard.
Fund managers also cited inflation concerns, and this one has actually come up in conversations I've had with several sectors. 22% and continued US-China tensions 31% as their key expectations in 2021. Can you unpack that more for us?
Sure. Inflation used to be really not a concern at all a few years back. We run this survey every year. Mm-hmm. At the same time, and the past two surveys, there was very little worry about inflation, but that is creeping up. People are more worried about where inflation can go, and we can see that also reflected in market expectations, where inflation expectations are rising slowly. I would say very slowly, because it's not as though there's a huge jump in inflation, but there's a progressive increase, which is very much what central banks want. They want inflation expectation of inflation to rise from extremely low levels almost a year ago.
Right. And how will that in 2021 affect potentially affect interest rates?
Central banks, they are the ones who determine the policy rates. Mm-hmm. So in the very short end, they're not going to react. They're happy to see inflation rise. Most of them are targeting about 2% inflation around the world, really. And so they're happy to see inflation rise to 2%. And the Fed has actually changed its framework. It would like to see an average of 2%. That means that even if it went above 2%, they'll be fine. So they wouldn't increase interest rates. But the longer part of the yield curve, bond maturities, 10 years and beyond, they move not so much with policy, but with expectations and with growth. So they could tend to go up, and I expect them yields to slowly rise from the levels where we are now, which are very low historically.
Very, very low, which is good for the investor. Maybe not so good for the banks.
Indeed, and that's one of the reasons why bank stocks were significantly under pressure until November last year.
And they have been under pressure over the last few days. They saw a little bit of a comeback today, but, you know, I suppose it's more of the same for a little while yet. Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is going to be speaking in the next day or so, and everyone's expecting him to remain pretty dovish.
Absolutely. We're not expecting any change in Chair Powell's comments in terms of tone. They will be very supportive for markets. Everybody will listen to what he's got to say about them, the Fed buying bonds and whether they'll buy less in a year's time or two. But really, they're not going to change policy at this meeting if I indicate that.
All right. We're speaking with Rajiv DeMello, Chairman of the Development Committee Investment Management Association of Singapore. I turn to something of particular interest on this show. In environment, social and governance, or ESG investments, fund managers experienced a significant rise of investor interest. 86% of IMAS members highlighted ESG investing as a key growth driver, up from 68% in the previous year. What are the factors that are driving this interest?
That is a continuation of a trend which started even the year before. So lots more interest coming on this type of investment into taking into account environmental, social, and governance aspects, not just financial. And asset managers look at their clients. Then some of the clients are really ahead, like institutional investors, especially sovereign wealth funds and government pension funds. Already for a number of years, they have been shifting money into this type of investments. And that's been followed in the last couple of years by more other institutional investors and now by all types of investors who are getting onto the bandwagon of environmental, social, and governance investments.
What do you think that's going to mean for companies themselves? They want some of that investment. I think by government policy and the fact that even Singapore has signed the Paris Agreement, they are going to need to look at their environmental policies as a company. But what will that mean in the future, in the foreseeable future for them? Are they going to move more along the lines of becoming more environmental companies or environmentally conscious companies?
Absolutely. First thing, and that's already happening to a lot of companies, they're disclosing much more information in an understandable way so that investors and regulators and the press and all of us can understand better what they're doing, where do they stand on these issues, and how they're moving. So that's the first thing. Mm-hmm. And then the second thing is that in many investment companies are dedicating funds and strategies to this type of investment. And so then once they have the information and it's clear, they can increase their allocations to companies who are either further along and tackling some of these problems, especially climate change, for example, in our region, or moving towards improving. And so, of course, that means, you know, letting go of some of the companies which are more polluting and sectors which are going to face regulation, as you mentioned.
Okay. Now, we have a few minutes. This is probably of greatest interest to our individual listeners, the individual investor trying to glean the information from the survey. And it's a big survey covering a lot of area. How do they get the right information, gain the right insights to help them make personal investment choices in 2021?
I think that one of the first things is the point you mentioned on this optimism, this cautious optimism that growth is picking up. So I think when they are deciding to invest, if they know that the background for growth is looking better and is improving, and we are seeing signs, continuous signs, even though there might be a bit of a delay because of these variants on the virus and the slow pace of vaccinations, the message is really things are going to get better by Q2, by the second half. And so stay invested. Do not disinvest at this stage. So I think that's one thing to take away is the stronger growth. I think another aspect which is very important in the survey is, and you brought that up as well, is the dollar. You know, there's quite a number of reasons to be more cautious of the dollar, and that can be important because lots of investors in our region and in Singapore have large dollar, U.S. dollar holdings, and they might just want to be a bit careful that they don't want to expose themselves too much environment when the dollar could face some downward pressure, maybe not immediately because it's already fallen quite a bit in the end of last year. But this year is going to be a difficult one for the U.S. dollar. So that's very important because a lot of us have some kind of dollar holdings.
Well, the dollar is probably the biggest go-to safe haven. So as we start looking at riskier assets, we're going to start to, maybe abandon is not the right word, but step away a little bit from our safe havens. And put some of that money in slightly more interesting movements.
Absolutely, and we're seeing that with that interest in emerging market equities. In our survey, there's been a greater interest in emerging market equities, and we've seen them start this beginning of the year in an incredible way, over the last 27 days of January, emerging markets have all soared. So that's an area which is, of course, very, very, you know, much more risky than staying in domestic equities, but it's more sensitive to global growth. It's the most sensitive sector to global growth, and it might be even though they've rallied strongly, there will be pullback, there will be some volatility, and those might be opportunities for investors to consider.
All right. Thank you so much for that. We've been speaking with Rajiv DeMello, Chairman of the Development Committee, Investment Management Association of Singapore, or IMAS. Thank you for the information and the insights. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me on your show, Clarissa.
I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. You are on Money FM 89.3, Singapore's most influential radio station.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.